Well, I'm joined by Dan Bowden, Topsy Ojo and Tom Homer. And guys, we're here at the Sun Inn in Richmond to find out who's Aviva's most passionate fan. Is it Harlequins or is it London Irish? I presume you'd probably say your boys, the Exiles, would win it, would they?
Yeah, definitely.
It should be quite an interesting thing to find out head-to-head between these two sets of fans.
Yeah, definitely it'll be good. I mean, you don't normally get general knowledge head-to-head. It's more us smashing each other on the field. So that'll be interesting tonight. We'll have to see who's got the brains as well.
Yeah, because we're all here for a pub quiz, Dan, and it's you boys up against the Quins lot and the fans chipping in and stuff. How do you think you'll get on?
I'm becking Tommy Homer, to be honest. He's been talking.
Secret genius.
Isn't he? In the car, he was giving it the big one, so I'm expecting big things from him.
No, it should be good. What would be your specialist subject if you had one?
I think nuclear physics, I think, is probably what I'll lean on. Yeah, so that's probably my strength. Yeah.
Rocket science for you, Topsy?
Yeah, rocket science, astrology, anything, you know, that sort of genre, that's where I'm at, so, you know.
Special subject for Mr. Homer?
Superheroes.
Cartoons. Yeah.
No, for real. Yeah.
And just generally speaking, of course, it's all part of a wider context, the Aviva most passionate fan. Obviously, your boys, they get behind you at the Madstad quite a lot, don't they?
Yeah, obviously we get around sort of 10,000 each week. So, yeah, they give us huge support and it makes such a difference. So, yeah.
You'll be backing your fans come the weekend to get stuck into Quins and keep them quiet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we're probably one of the few sets of fans that can say they got their own full drum set behind them. So, we bring the noise when we come to play, so that's good.
Yeah, and Irish dancing at the home games is always quite good as well, isn't it?
It is, and we've also got Eek the Giant Leprechaun, I think. So if he comes on his little bike, it'll be good, I think.
Can you get Eek to join you tonight to help out?
Oh, man, I'm not sure if he's that clever, to be honest. So we might have to just let him sit in the stands.
I'm not sure if his bike can make it already.
Who knows? And obviously, this is all ahead of a massive local derby, of course, in the Aviva Premiership this weekend as well, Tom. Up against Quins away. It's going to be quite a battle, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, especially at their home ground. Obviously, they beat us in the first game of the season. So obviously, we're looking to get one up on them. So, really looking forward to the challenge.
It should be an interesting game, and the way the table lies at the moment, they're fairly clear along with Sarries at the top, but you boys are in that pack that's pretty densely packed behind.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, we want to stay close to them. We don't want to lose too much ground, so we know it's an important game for many reasons, obviously pushing us up the table, but as you said before, it's the local derby, you know, the big rivals, and we definitely want revenge for the first game of the season. So no, we're really looking forward to it.
It's one of those really special matches. The history of the two clubs close together, have trained close together for many years as well.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I've only experienced a few games against Quins myself, but Toby Booth was painting a good story about this morning, so I think, you know, it gets the boys pretty excited, and obviously a few of the lads are good friends with boys from their side, and it's always good to play against your mates. So I